And the conversion rate was also very high because people didn't like being tied to their ISP email. And so Hotmail ended up being extremely viral because it had high frequency and high conversion rates. Another example is PayPal. PayPal is interesting because PayPal has two sides to it. PayPal has the buyer and the seller side. The other thing that's interesting about PayPal is its mechanism for viral growth was eBay. And so you can use all kinds of things for virality that may not look necessarily obviously viral. So PayPal, if you sent money, if you said to a seller, I am going to send you money, like, I can't think of a higher conversion rate. Frequency was low, payload was low. But PayPal did this thing where they gave away money when you got your friends to sign up for PayPal, and so that's how they went viral on the consumer side. They didn't have to do that for sellers, because if I said, I am going to send you money via this, you will take that. And even on the consumer side, they went viral because someone said, sign up for this thing and you'll get 10 bucks. Why wouldn't you? So they were able to go viral, but in both cases, it was because their conversion rate was incredibly high on the buyer and the seller side, not because their payload and frequency was high. Make sense? So this is a really good way to look at virality if you want to say, is this product viral? Facebook was not viral via email sharing or anything like that. Facebook was purely viral via word of mouth. Because the interesting thing about PayPal and Hotmail is to use them, the first person had to send an email to someone who wasn't on the service.